Hi, you don't have to answer like I'm a customer. You're so on it. I love it. I just love how on it you are. You're so professional. I'm not used to agents being like, "Hi, good afternoon." You know, I'm used to what's up. Yeah, younger. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna share. I mean, it just depends on the person. All right. So this is a simple update. I'll post a bigger update when it's live on the script. But for the time being, it's only pertaining to missing or wrong install SKUs for Best Buy. So this won't affect anything that we add to the order or any cost as far as additional services. So to access it, you'll just go to the TechLine team, to the general board, and then hit files, and I've got them pinned to the top until they're updated on the script. But I do have that, they're working on it. So the first one is appliances, which is one we'll use the most, and then the other one is fit and wellness pricing, and that's for the fitness. And we only do that in Chicago and Houston, where they do treadmills and stuff like that. And the only one I've ever had to email over for fitness was the Holloway on that. So I'm just going to go over this one because this works the same way. All right, so this is what we will be having pop up instead of that spreadsheet. One update to take note of is that a drop-in slide-in range has been updated to a mounted range. Is now a mounted range. So if they call and they're saying they're updating to a drop-in slide-in, we would use the mounted range SKU. And so if you, this is what I love about this, right? We've got cooking, ventilation, refrigeration, cleaning is just dishwasher and trash compactor and garbage disposal and add-ons for the dishwasher, laundry. Now, utility is where I don't want you guys to get confused. So you see add-on electric hardwire run with outlet. So we don't use these. This is if the customer buys it when they buy their installation at the store. So if they call and the tech is on site and they don't have this on the order, we'll still use our new SKU list. So don't worry about these first one, two, three, four, five. That's just in-store pricing. But we will still use, like, if they need an LP conversion, we'll still use that. I've yet to have somebody add on a smart appliance wireless connect. I can't imagine. And the basic water monitoring installation, have yet to hear about that. But here's appliance Holloways, relocate, uninstall, delivery product pickup. You see how it's a CSOW, so I'm going to click on that one. Okay, service app install, corporate only, no code needed. So there we would just get it added to the order for liability purposes. So you see the controls down here? So if you hit two, it'll take you back here. So if you click the wrong thing or what have you. So the change here is, have you had anyone mention to you taking XPO calls, the Total Tech program with Best Buy? Okay. So it's a program that people can sign up for. And a lot of members think that they don't have to pay for additional services because they're in the Total Tech program. But really what it's going to be as far as cost here goes, we don't have to worry about adding it. Remember, we're just going to email this over to home office after we complete our notes. But I'm going to click the cooktop with downdraft. And so you can copy from right here. And then for every service, this information will be at the bottom. So if we were to call the DoD, it would go something like, "Hi, I've got a tech on my back line who needs to add the cooktop with downdraft. It's missing from the order. The SKU is 4001225, and the retail price is $139.99. Are they a Total Tech member?" Notate yes or no for Total Tech, because if that's what you see TT price, that's what it stands for. So you could probably in your notes, if you wanted to write TT for that abbreviation. So you can let them know the TT or the Total Tech price and the promo code is $111.99. The thing that's important is that we confirm whether or not they're a Total Tech customer. That way, XPO knows what to expect back because they have the different costs. Yeah, you will. Yeah. No, you'll only ask the DoD because the customer could be like, "Yeah, I'm in Total Tech," and not be. So the DoD will be able to tell us if they're in Total Tech. So, we can. I mean, I would get them both costs, and then just advise retail $139.99 exactly, Total Tech $111.99. But I would like to gather, just confirm if they're with Total Tech or not, so that we can send XPO that info. One thing that they're going to do, let me show you. So this is going to be the new format for the missing wrong install SKU. So it's going to have tech name, install SKU to be added. I took out the one, which one is it replacing? That should just be in your notes. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need to put that in the email. And then Total Tech Y/N. So if they are in the program, you just put Y. If not, you just put N. Well, for the time being, if you can still use the scripted email, if you can remember to add this, but it's currently being worked on. I put in the task yesterday. This is the update, so I could copy paste it into the request system that we use with IT. There will be also a new distro. So just a second to grab a script. So here, there will be an accounting distro so that you don't have to send that from your regular email either. And not only can that be used for the, if somebody tech calls in, installs in a complete status, but it was just a delivery fee, then we can send that information over to the accounting distro, and they can remove the installs from a complete status so that it bills out correctly. If it's products, we just need to call the DoD and let them know, hey, this was completed out in error. Please expect these products, let them know which products to be expecting to be returning. Because techs make those errors, but we can't change the products. We can only update the installs on XPO. So be on the lookout for that. But for the time being, really, oh, look, they've updated it. So yes, this is updated. Let's see if this is updated now. Yes, I think, yes. Okay, so the script is updated except for the accounting distro. So that's awesome. And so Best Buy Fitness SKUs, yeah, it's going to load these. So just remember to, when you open them, to zoom them up. I know I need to. I don't know what your eye situation is, but and then page 2 on both documents will have your list of links to the installs. And so the email template, though, has been updated, so that's awesome. So. And then your notes would just be the same kind of notes. Because I don't like using this form here. I put it there so we know what information is required. I just will usually copy paste my notes. So I'm probably just going to be like, call DoD rep, put their name, and then TT member or not TT member. Right. Right. Yes. Mounted range, yes. And see. Let me make it bigger. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can copy these first two items from right here. It will not let you right click though, unless you download the file for yourself. So I suggest downloading it for yourself. But I hate typing stuff like this because I don't want to mess it up. But it's weird. This link should allow it. I don't know why. It is a PDF. But if you, yes. I mean, this is just where you would get the information for the DoD. So, right now, right here, it should be the same thing. Yeah. For pricing, you have to click on it, basically, because there's the two different prices of the retail and the Total Tech. Yes. or it's missing. Right. Right. And you can, I would lead with that. So I would be like, so are they in the Total Tech program? That way I know which cost to provide you here. You're right. And if they say no, give them the retail. Yes, and I would definitely put that in your notes as well. So that's what's changed, is there's two different costs now for the SKUs, but the rest of the process, and we have to know whether or not they're a Total Tech member. Aside from that, you still send the same email, and now it's all scripted. That's been updated. So you would just go to your script, choose your distro, fill out your subject line, and enter the info there, or paste your notes if you have all this info in your notes. And, oh, go ahead. Yes. Yes. Just make sure you send it to the correct regional. And I guess be on the lookout for the accounting distro being added here. And again, that's only used sparingly. You can also use it, say, if you accidentally close out your CyberSource and you need your request ID and your authorization code. If you do that, definitely let them know. I need the request ID or I need the authorization code because I had an agent email saying I need assistance with this payment and didn't give any further details than that. They need to know what you need. So she took the payment but lost the code. So just make sure you let them know. Yes, right. So like say your computer malfunctions, I've accidentally closed the tab before. That will save us some time because when we send it to regional, we have to wait for one of their email agents to get it and forward it to accounting and then get reached back out to. So if we are sending this to accounting directly, as long as we're clear that we need the request ID or the authorization code or both, then they'll just respond back with those two numbers. And then you can finish adding it there. And then, you know, if you're gone for the day, if you want to shoot me a message with the order number or put it in the team, because everything should be to XPO. That way we can make sure it gets processed. If they don't, well, yeah, the cool thing about this, it's already going to CC Team XPO and XPO Call Center Soups. So we'll see the email in there. So when we see the response back, with this one, we don't need anything. That was more the accounting distro one once it's through here. In the meantime, definitely put XPO Call Center Soups on it. In the CC, but I'll shoot you a message and let you know when that's updated. And I am going to make a big email and Teams post once everything's set in place. I'm also looking at making a template for if you need a request ID or an authorization code, just to avoid for the newer agents who don't quite know how to, you know, put it into words. I like it because it gives you an idea. Me too, but we've been doing it a long time though. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, you know, if there's an error, you can hit the back button. It'll have everything right here for you to paste into your email. But they fixed that error for the most part that I've seen. I haven't had it. I've been using this one now that the errors have been fixed. I got out of it because the errors were so prevalent. I was sick of doing everything twice. But yeah, the emails are coming through pretty well. So I'm gonna just test this out real quick. Test. Yay. You know, if the script goes away, it's all good. But just the main thing to remember here is find out if they're Total Tech or not. And if you need to get back to the main page, hit 2. But it is updated on your script so that your buttons for, you don't have to access them through Teams, which I hate doing because I get messages and then I have to go back through. So now, let me pull another script over here. Reload just to be sure. If only they could have gotten my text formatting right. This would be makes so much more sense. Like they got everything so crazy. All right, so Best Buy, and then, oh yeah, that's not what I'm showing you. So list the Best Buy install SKUs and retail cost, and on the other end here, Best Buy fitness SKUs. We'll both load those PDFs that we were just going through. Scroll down here, make it bigger, and choose the one. And if they're not being clear on the description, ask them for the SKU. And with PDFs, yeah, and I'm pretty sure you can, yeah, you can control F in this so that he's not sure what to call it, but he can give you the SKU, 664175. So it'll still take you to it like that. I'll highlight it for you. Yeah. Okay. So that's not going to be very far because it's going to take you to page 3. Like, it's right there. Yes, all everything's at the bottom. So each one is its own page. And the pricing and SKU, how long it takes, all that is on the bottom here. This is free for a member, $160 for a non-member. But do you ever get the time frame calls where people are trying to figure out if it's going to work and they ask you how long the install will take? You ever had that happen? So now, but look, we can't guarantee 90 minutes, but you'd say the standard time for this install, it shows to be 90 minutes. I mean, honestly, they usually get it done faster than this. They rarely get held up because of an install unless there's additional work on it. They can do a dishwasher in like 20 minutes. Yeah. Right. It's so different. Like, it changes. So some are an hour and a half. Some are going to be 30 minutes. So now if you ever want to be exacting, like if they're like, I really need to know, you can use this as well. So that's additional info we got. Right, because, yeah, because it'll be listed on your service details just like this, right? So you find it here. So that cooktop with downdraft, it shows the standard install time is 90 minutes if there's no additional issues with the install site. I like it. They just gave us this list on Tuesday, and I've just been trying to grab everybody. I won't really be around next week because the Roanoke Connect stuff, but neither will you. You'll be with me, so we won't have to worry about it. So, oh, well, I mean, right. But I mean, I think that whenever you get trained on something, they will typically make that your highest priority so that you get those calls before everything else. I'm hoping. I mean, I didn't see anything I didn't like about it. It's a nice small company. Yeah. That client that we'll be in training for next week. Yeah, it seems a lot better than Amora or Eagle Moss. I hate Eagle Moss so much. Well, it's nothing but man children who collect spaceships and stuff. Complaining about the delays on their start. And, you know, we do ARCH, we do help our homeless people, we do help with unemployed people, we do so many things that is so much easier for me to be empathetic towards. But when I have a man talking down on me because the company that I represent has taken too long to send him his next Starship, it's really hard to muster up that empathy. And I'm not good at being inauthentic, so it takes a lot out of me. I'm like, oh, cool, I'm acting now. Neat. So, but I hope you have a great rest of your shift. Definitely reach out if you have any questions. But, I mean, I feel like we've got a better tool here now. Well, they were the one this afternoon we're not needed for because they're just going to go over some specifics like IT stuff and getting the scripting set up. But if we are in it, I mean, the training starts Monday, as far as I know. Yeah. And I think it's 8 to 5 because, yeah, I'm going to have to switch my stuff around. I'll get one off day and we can train, but I'll get a 3-day weekend as my reward. Woo-woo. Hey, they're rare. And I have to give up a day. Oh, my cat is thriving. he's good. I mean, he's still an old man, but Christine Hagedorn brought me some just extra vet medication that she had laying around, some trazodone and some antibiotics, and we started giving him that, and then he started eating. We were giving him tuna and just being really present with him, and he's better now. He's a little sore, but he definitely pulled through. He still meows super loud. It's so funny. So life is okay. I just need gas prices and grocery prices to settle on down. I'll be all right. It's anywhere from $3.99 to $4.20 a gallon, depending on where you go. It was supposed to go back down. I know. Trust me. Yeah. I want to know who is making these decisions. But if you look at the price of oil per gallon, it's still going down. So this is the gas stations ripping us off because they know that we need the gas. But it's like, I'm at a point where it's just really disgusting because we need this just to get to our jobs. And they're, sorry, it's been rough out there. Oh, yeah, it's bad in America. You would think, I think that the closer you get to the coast, then it, like once you're around Mobile and down Louisiana, the coastal area, it's cheaper because the refineries are located down there. So the farther you are from the refinery, the more your gas is going to cost. Just from years of commuting. If you don't need anything before then, so. All right. Take care. It's nice to touch base. You too. Bye.